Hey folks, welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we're going to lightly touch on the subject of pot. With recreational marijuana now legal in Colorado and Washington, and Alaska looking to be next in line, it's tempting to sit back and ponder some deeper issues about society and laws. For instance, who thought California would be the first state to approve pot for recreational use, and what exactly do they mean by recreational use anyway? With 20 states and the District of Columbia now allowing the use of weed in some form, let's head at this from an investment perspective and see if there's some kind of potential opportunities. I would add here that while the legal landscape remains fluid, investors should probably avoid jumping headlong into marijuana stocks. All you have to do is think back to the start of another craze that happened recently, solar energy. Very few of the solar stocks from as few as six short years ago have managed to survive. Things were grossly overestimated on what sort of growth and profitability could be seen. And even if investors had adopted a more diversified approach through a mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund, the experience probably would have been gut-wrenching with the volatility. Most of the stocks linked to the burgeoning marijuana industry are unlisted penny stocks, which are very thinly traded and volatile by nature. And many companies with even a loose connection to weed sales and production have already experienced a stratospheric rally, fueled possibly by boiler room sales tactics. In fact, back in August, regulators at the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority alerted investors about the possibility of fraudulent sales of pot stocks, including the classic pump-and-dump schemes in which these salespeople promote a stock only to sell it sharply, dropping the price and leaving you, the investor, on the hook with the losses. There are companies making eco-friendly vertical cultivation systems, companies making horticulture and lifestyle products, and in one of the odder twists in the whole pot buzz is an effort by a company producing something called the High Times Magazine, which is going to launch a private equity fund that will be able to help finance the growth of some fledgling companies in that sector. It's much too early to speculate on the future of any such private equity fund, but on paper at least, it does seem like a way to lift some of the penny stocks onto some real exchanges. Until that point, it may be best just to sit back and watch the show while pondering when and how recreational marijuana might become legal in your state. That's it for now. I'll close here, and I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit us at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact our office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you grow and protect your wealth.